Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Herbie Mack. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm the encourager. And today, I want to talk about reigning in this life, learning how to rule as kings. Stay tuned. I got a message for you. Yes. Do you know that you are supposed to reign in life? Yeah. You're supposed to reign. You are supposed to be in control over your life and where your life is headed. But if you don't know how to rule, if you don't know how to reign, if you don't know the position that you're in, chances are you won't reign real good. But all of that is over today because I'm about to make some things very clear and concise. Now, I want to go over some very important things here today, because I have met a lot of people whose lives are literally out of their control. And any little thing can come into their life and just cause their whole mindset to be disrupted, can cause their whole perspective about life to be up in shambles because of something that's happening on the outside. They're not reigning in life. Other things are reigning over them. They're living in fear. They're living in anxiety. They're living in depression. They're living in financial disparity. In other words, they're living beneath where they're supposed to be. And these principles that I'm about to give you today is going to help you to reign in life. Now, before we get deep into it, let's kind of define what this word reign means, because we don't use this word a lot, definitely in our democracy here in America. The word reign means to hold a royal office and to rule as a king or a queen. To hold a royal office and to rule as a king or a queen. So the first thing we need to know is that we hold a royal office, that we are royalty. You got to convince yourself. In other words, you got to believe that you hold a royal office. You have to believe that you have this authority to rule. And you say, well, this is based on what? Now, let's get into the message. If you would, turn your Bibles, your phone, or write it down as a note. And I'm going to use one scripture verse to base this entire lesson off of, and that's found in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Once you get this, this is going to transform your life. It's going to transform your thinking. You're going to begin to reign in life. You're going to begin to rule in life. Notice what it says here. Since by one man's trespass, death reign. through that one man, how much more will those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Now, let me tell you something. That is a big, huge deal. This is life changing. And what the Apostle Paul here is referring to is when Adam, in the book of Genesis, him and his wife Eve, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then God said, oh, look, man has become like one of us, knowing good from evil. And from that time on, death reigned. In other words, death ruled as a king all the way up to the time that Jesus came in the New Testament. Death ruled. Decay ruled. Depression ruled. Anxiety ruled. All the way up to the time that Jesus came. Now, when Jesus came, the Bible says that he defeated death. He overcame. He became victorious. And he says, all power has been given unto me in both heaven and in earth. And then he commissioned his disciples, giving them the same power and telling them, greater works will you do. This is important when it comes to our lives, because once we receive, the overflowing grace that comes from the finished work of Jesus Christ, the Bible says now we reign. So it's no longer death reigning, no longer poverty reigning. We reign now. Notice here, Romans chapter 5, verse 17. It says, since by one man's trespass, talking about Adam, death reigned, death ruled in the land. But how much more will those, who are the those? We are the those. God bless you. God is great and greatly to be praised. Who are the those? We are the those. It says, how much more will those who receive overflowing grace and the gift of righteousness reign in this life? Reign in this life. Look, when sin was reigning through death from Adam to Christ, when sin was reigning through death, we had no choice but to live defeated, be suppressed by anything and everything the devil threw our way, and we didn't have no defense. Now that Jesus has come, when we place our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, we receive, look, overflowing grace, and we receive the gift of righteousness. Now that overflowing grace is the unmerited favor. In other words, we don't have to work at this thing because the work has already been done. It has already been accomplished. We don't have to work to defeat death. Death has already been defeated. We don't have to work at being the head because the tail has already been defeated. We don't have to work at being healthy because sickness has already been defeated in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So those who receive this, not achieve it, you don't have to achieve your kingly reign. You don't have to achieve your kingdom rulership because it has already been accomplished. It is a done deal. In other words, Jesus says, it is finished. When he says it is finished, that means that everything that needed to be achieved was achieved by Christ and his finished work. This is important for you to understand if you want to be able to reign and rule in life. He says, those who receive this, not achieve it, those who receive this overflowing grace and this gift of righteousness will begin to rule. So look, it's two type of peoples in the world. You got the people who are in Adam, where death is ruling, or the people who are in Christ, where life is ruling. Where are you? But if you are in Christ, the Bible says here that you are to reign in life. So many people's lives, their lives are being ruled by death. Their life are being ruled by poverty. Their life is being ruled by anxiety. Their life is being ruled by stress and decay. Those are the people who are in Adam. But those who are in Christ, we are to rule and reign in life. In other words, whatever your heart desires, if you commit your way to receiving this overflowing grace and operating in this gift of righteousness, you're going to begin to rule. Everything that God has promised you will begin to manifest in your life. It has no choice but to come about, because we have been given the secrets on how to rule and live a healthy, wholesome, prosperous life. You don't supposed to be defeated. You don't supposed to be in defeat. You don't supposed to be stressed out. You don't supposed to be aggravated. You don't even supposed to be broke. You're supposed to have more than enough. You're supposed to reign in life. And if you're not reigning in life, it's because either you have not received this overflowing gift of grace, or you are ignorant to your position as royalty. You are a child of the King. You belong to God. You have a mission and a mandate. You are chosen to be an authority in the earth. You are a king. You are a queen. You are royalty. You need to believe this. You are royal and you have power. Somebody say power. You have power. Now, this message is built off Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. That word reign in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, it means kingly judiciary rule. It's a judiciary rule. It's a legal right that you have. You have a legal right. Now, anybody knows that when you go to court in the judiciary, when you go to court, they will either find you guilty or not guilty, or the judge will make a decree, a declaration. And based on what that judge or that ruler of that court says out of their mouth, that's what happens. If they sentence you to 5 years, then the Department of Correction, they take you into custody and you begin to do your 5 years based off the words that was spoken by that ruler in that courthouse. It's your judiciary rule. That's the same power and authority that you have by being in Christ. You are to rule and reign. And things will begin to happen in your life when you begin to speak, Because the secret is life and death, and everything between life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have a judiciary room. According to Romans chapter 5 verse 17, if you are in Christ and you have received this overflowing grace, you have received this gift of righteousness, you are supposed to rule and reign in this life. And how do you reign? Through your mouth, what you're saying. So here's my question to you. If you're living beneath your royal privilege, what are you saying out of your mouth? What are you speaking out of your mouth? If you don't have enough, if you broke, if you full of anxiety and stress and depression, answer this question. What are you saying out of your mouth? Even if you don't feel good when you get up in the morning, are you saying, I don't feel good. I don't think I'm going to go to work today. Even if you don't feel good, you're supposed to speak out of your life, out of your mouth. I feel good. Today is going to be a good day. I'm going to be prosperous. Things are going to happen in my favor. Things are going to work out. What are you saying out of your mouth? Because it's through your mouth you rule and you reign or be defeated, either or. Either you talk about the problem, you talk about what has been, or you begin to speak out the solutions and you speak out what is going to take place in your life. This principle is very, very important. And here's another thing. What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? You cannot listen to Adam and rule like Christ. You can't believe what Adam is saying and then expect to reign like Christ. You cannot make an agreement with the devil and receive the blessings of God. It's either you're going to speak life out of your mouth or you're going to speak death. Here's the question. Are you in Adam or are you in Christ? Everything in God, everything in Christ is good. There's no bad in God. There's no bad in God. According to Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says Yahweh is good. Yahweh is a stronghold in distress. Yahweh cares for those who trust him. So bad things does not come from Yahweh. Bad things does not come out of the mouth of those who are in agreement with Yahweh. Only good things come out of their mouth. If you are under stress, if you are under the load of depression, only good things should come out of your mouth. I'm coming out of this. If you are in debt, only good things should come out of your mouth. I have more than enough. If you are sick, only good things should come out of your mouth. I am healthy, wealthy, and whole. My body is coming into alignment with the truth of God's word. Only good things should come out of your mouth because Yahweh is good. There's no bad in Yahweh. There's no bad in Christ. There's no bad in the second Adam. It is through him and his finished work on the cross that we reign. We don't have to achieve this. We don't have to work at it. All we have to do is live in it. Everything in God is good. You must either choose to reign or resign. If the choice is yours, either you're going to resign, you're going to give up, you're not going to believe it, or you're going to choose to reign, take control of your life. Now, what is control? Control is to stop, start, and change. If you are a ruler, you can stop, start, or change anything in your life. If you're thinking negative and you're in control and you're ruling your life, you can stop yourself from thinking like that. You can start yourself thinking differently. You can change your mindset. The anatomy of ruling and reigning is the ability and the empowerment to stop, start, or change anything in your life. So you need to begin to speak good things. Good things will happen for me, and good things will happen for me. Stand by.
Where you come from? Where you at? You came in the front door?
Oh, wow. I was so into it. My wife in the background. You need to begin to align your mouth with your mission. If you want to reign in life, you got to begin to speak good things in your life. Good things will happen for me today. That's what you need to say. Even if you don't have enough money to pay your bill, you need to say, I'm going to get the money today to pay my bill in full. If you don't even know how it's going to work out. Why? Because in order to reign in life, in order to get things to happen for you in life, you have to align your mouth with your mission and your purpose. That's how you reign. Good things is happening for me today. Say it. Good things is happening for me today. Good things is happening to me. Good things are happening for me today. Doors of opportunity are opening for me right now. Opportunities galore is coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. Big breaks are on the way. People are searching to find me just to bless me. You gotta speak, you gotta reign in life. New business ideas, lucrative ideas are coming into my mind today. Lucrative ideas, business ideas, new business ideas is coming into my mind today. You gotta speak it. Financial increase. Things are increasing, opportunities are coming my way. I see a financial increase in my future. I see my bank account overflowing with money. I speak it. I decree it. I declare it. Why? Because I'm reigning in life. I'm ruling in life. I'm in Christ. All things are good. All things are working out for my good. Nothing is going to hinder me. Nothing is going to stop me. Family reunion. Family restoration. Family transformation. You know, so many people's families, including my family, is dysfunctional. But a part of reigning in life is to bring functionality to dysfunctionality. Are you talking about how bad it is, or are you talking about how good it's going to be? Are you talking about what has been, or what you're talking about what will be in the future? Because you want to chart that thing out with your mouth. Amen. You want to speak good things, mentally, emotional, peace and prosperity is mine. Even if you, if do you know somebody that has like a mental illness? They've been declared by, you know, psychiatric help that they are mentally unstable, right? And it seems like that's everything that people tell them. But if you want to begin to rule and reign in life, I just dare you to go to that person who's been told all their life that they're mentally disabled and begin to speak to them a mental health. begin to speak to them that their mind is coming into order, that their thoughts and systems is gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay, right? That that everything is getting into an alignment. Okay, if you're gonna rule and reign in life, you gotta remember that your words have power. Your words have power to change a situation at a drop of a dime. In fact, your words have so much power that they have eternal consequences in the lives of those who hear you. And they also have natural consequences in the lives of those who hear you. So I want you to begin to speak emotional and mental health in your life and in the life of those around you. There's one thing I learned when I tapped into this power, is that people who are depressed, and if they come around me and they are depressed, all I have to do is speak a word and I will see an immediate change, because I've learned the secret of reigning in life. I operate in this supernatural ability to rule as kings in my life. So I want to encourage you to speak good things out of your mouth concerning your mind and your emotions, and also concerning your health. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Remember, when God spoke, the faith that God had is the faith that you need to have in this life. God has so much faith that when he spoke light, light turned on. When he spoke trees, the trees begin to grow. Whatever he spoke, he created it. But when he spoke it, his faith believed it. Amen. And it began to happen. This is the same reigning in life that we ought to operate in. Did you know that? You should speak strength to your body. I see somebody, you're having problems in your legs. Seems like you're getting weak in your legs and around your knee area. Why don't you touch yourself on your knees and your legs and begin to speak strength into them things? Begin to speak health into your body. And not only speak it, but act on your words. If you know you should be exercising, go out and exercise. If you know you should be drinking more water, drink more water. But you have to speak it out of your mouth in order for things to begin to happen in your life. Now, as I come to a close, I'm not going to assume that everybody that hears this message is in Christ. I do know that everybody began in Adam, where death rules and reign. But now that Christ has finished his work on the cross, everything that he has accomplished is accessible to those who receive this overflowing grace and this gift of righteousness. You don't have to achieve it, you have to receive it. There's a difference of achieving it and receiving it. The achievement has already been accomplished by Christ. That's why he came, he died, and he rose again. The receiving is where you now believe and trust in his finished work. And when you do that, you are now in Christ, and everything that belongs to him now belongs to you. And you will begin to reign in life. In other words, you begin to rule as kings and queens in this life. I thank God that somebody brought this good news to me. And that's one of the reasons why I'm bringing this good news to you. Because if you believe it, if you receive it, it's going to change your life forever. So, do you know Jesus? Have you received him? It's not hard. All you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he came, he lived a sinless life, he died a sinner's death for us, and he rose victorious with all power in his hand, and he now stands at the door of your heart knocking, wanting you to receive this power that he has given to all of those who are in Christ. It's done. It's finished. If you believe it, it now becomes yours. And now you can rule and reign in life as kings and queens. Nothing will be able to stop you. Sickness will not be able to kill you. Poverty will not be able to rule over your life. You'll have everything. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Blessings will chase you down. You'll have more than enough to where you'll be able to bless somebody else. You'll be able to rule and reign in this life. Well, I pray and hope that something was said that has encouraged your heart today. Reign in life. Stop being defeated when you don't have to. Take control. You can stop, start, or change anything in your life. Don't never forget that. God bless you. May heaven smile on your heart. I'm Herbie Mack. I'm the encourager. Now I'm going to read some of these comments here, and I'll respond. Amen. God is great. Amen. Remembering what God has done. That's right. Yahweh is most definitely great and worthy to be praised forever and for always. Amen. Tell somebody what he has done. That's right. Make sure you go out and evangelize the world. Share this message with everybody that you possibly can share it with. You don't have to even share this message in particular, like on, you know, this Facebook or this podcast. All you have to do is tell them with your mouth what Jesus Christ has done and what he has accomplished for us so we can live, rule, and reign in life. Amen. Amen. We ought to always have reverence and respect for Yahweh. I agree with that 100%. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, may Jesus keep you in perfect peace and may you reign in this life forevermore. God bless.